Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Less than an hour left in Throwback Thursday voting presented by Masters Ease. Nominees are Baby Tosh wants Neil Diamond. Sparky wants Collective Soul. I went with Creedence Clearwater Revival, who had a healthy lead at last check. Run DMC was Leroy's choice. And our guest Rob Reichel wanting Counting Crows. Go with one of those or your own and tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. Regardless of the results of the voting and whether or not Creedence Clearwater Revival is running away with it, you can win that $25 gift certificate to Masters Ease. Just include the hashtag Big Throwback. Here's what you're picking from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Right lane, how much better can the Packers be with a different head coach? Left lane, do you think this will be Ha-Ha's last year? And should it be? And the return lane, let's just throw this in. Do you think it's possible that the fix is in against the Milwaukee Brewers, as David Sampson told ESPN Radio? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Leroy, you said you were listening and taking notes and gathering stats listening to us talk about that topic in the right lane. Do you think this team could be better with a different head coach?
Well, I think sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. I think sometimes we don't even realize that. I think sometimes you think getting in another marriage is the best thing to do when ultimately you got the best girl staring at you every day. And next thing you know, you get your divorce and go out and you find somebody thinking you're going to get a dove and you bring home a pigeon. So sometimes you better stay with that dove. Listen, Mike McCarthy did something.
I thought you were stopping right there. I was like, no, man, that's what you put together when you were sitting in your car listening?
That's my setup.
Okay, all right.
I mean, most guys don't realize what they got until it's gone. Because everybody thinks they can do it by themselves. They really do. That's just what guys think. And they're always wrong. My thing is, here's what's the transition of what you really think about what Mike McCarthy thinks about Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Go all the way back when Brett Favre came through the building after they were in training camp. Forgot what year it was. But he came back after he was retired for the 12th time. And he says, I'm here to go to work. And McCarthy said, wait. No, wait a minute. No, let's go upstairs, sit down and talk about it. They sat down and talk about it, and they agreed to trade him. Now, if McCarthy would have said, listen, hey, Ted, I think we should stay with Brett Favre one more year, maybe even two more years. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is ready. Let's just go for it again. 2008. You know, we just lost to the Giants 2007 championship or 2008 championship, whatever year that was, when Brett threw the – against the Giants or whatever. Let's just go for it again. We got the team to do it. I want to keep Brett Favre. I just want to do it. Let's do it. And he convinces Ted to do that. Now Aaron has to wait another two or three more years. If he didn't believe in Aaron Rodgers, he would have stuck with Brett Favre. But he believed in it. So it's a little bit of loyalty in there. If it was me, if I'm Aaron, right? So I say all that to say this. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be a Hall of Famer without Mike McCarthy. And I don't think Mike McCarthy will be a Hall of Famer without Aaron Rodgers. They need each other. So be careful what you ask for and what you get. Because there's nobody up there that can coach better than Mike McCarthy. Nobody. You got to go find somebody. There's nobody up there in that building that I would feel good about that can take this team that's going to make them so much better. You know, the Jeff Orlowski's of the world that don't like Mike McCarthy, they may be getting their wish soon, but one of these days they're going to be begging, man, this show was better when I had McCarthy. So you got to be careful what you ask for.
So that's the right lane. Do you think the Packers, or how much better could the Packers be with a different head coach. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Moving to the left lane, Clinton Dix talking with the Wisconsin State Journal. Sparky says, right now, I'm playing each and every game like it's my last. I don't think I'm going to be here next year. That's how I look at it. I just have to be honest with myself. You've got to play it game by game. Whether we're losing by 60 points, you've got to go out there and perform. This is my biggest interview of my career, so I've got to perform regardless of what the record says. Do you think Ha's days in Green Bay are numbered, and should they be?
I don't know with this general manager if his days are numbered or not. I would say from the fan base's standpoint, they're ready to be done with Clinton Dix and move on. I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you, if they bring him back or not at this point. The safety plate isn't very good anyhow. So if he leaves and you have to start a rookie at safety, fine. If he leaves and you sign Eric Reed to a contract or some of these other guys, Kenny Vaccaro, or same guys we were looking at last offseason at signing, if you sign any of those guys to come and replace Clinton Dix, is there going to be a drop-off? I doubt it. Could they be better? Maybe. And you get him on a one-year deal, probably for less than what Clinton Dix is going to want. Look, he's making around $6 million a year. You're probably guessing he's probably going to want somewhere in the area of $9 to $10 million a year. I just don't know if the Packers are going to go that high for Clinton Dix. Anything is possible because, like I said, we don't have a really good track record with the new general manager because he really hasn't been in this position a bunch yet, having since just become GM last offseason. So we'll have to wait and see how it goes. But I would imagine if they don't got an extension signed with this dude by this point, that he probably is on his way out the door.
So that's the left lane. Do you think this is Ha's last year, and should it be, in your opinion? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. And finally, to the return lane, former Marlins president David Sampson was on the Dan Le Batard show and fanned the flames for conspiracy theorists who already had their antenna up.
David Sampson with us here on 790 The Ticket. Give us something about the postseason that you can say right now that people aren't thinking about enough or aren't hearing elsewhere. Give us, because you're an executive or a former executive who doesn't mind speaking the truth. So give us something that people won't hear elsewhere.
MLB is going to do anything they can to have the Dodgers beat the Brewers.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
I love that.
That is a shocking accusation, David. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
I feel like they just let him go.
Levitard said, see you, bye. Yeah, I know. Levitard's staff tried to keep him on so that Levitard could do what he should be doing, which is following Levitard's up fault. After a bombshell gets dropped like that. I don't know if you know this. David Sampson, Milwaukee guy.
Correct.
Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Went to Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, Madison up there. It's just, I don't...
And he is a guy that was a president of an organization in Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know why he would do this. I really don't know why he would do this.
He's a former president
of
the baseball
team. Yeah, I understand.
Just throwing it out there.
And that's why I wish Levitard had a follow-up, because I wonder, where are you pulling this from? Where are you getting this from? Do you have examples of past conspiracies where you know umpires were instructed or MLB interjected in some other sort of way to tip the scales towards one team or another? Because I find it really hard, damn near impossible to believe that if this is a practice that Major League Baseball or any other major sport takes part in on any sort of regular basis, because if they're doing it to the Brewers, they certainly have done it before. They didn't just pick Milwaukee to pick on and conspire against because they're a small market. There are other small markets that have been in the playoffs in the past. Kansas City just was in two World Series, won one of them in the last few years. So if this was something that Major League Baseball took part in on any sort of regular basis, I gotta imagine it would have been exposed by now. It takes too many people to be in on the conspiracy for not one person, not one umpire or one member of the commissioner's office on their deathbed to give some sort of confession. Or for we got the FBI looking into the NCAA right now for paying players. You don't think the FBI would have caught whiff of it if Major League Baseball, their umpires and TV networks were conspiring to make sure that big markets made it onto the biggest stages? It's I said it before and I'll say it again. Most conspiracy theories, 99% of them, are stupid. They're just stupid. And I'm very angry at David Sampson for fanning the flames for stupid conspiracy theorists. And I'm kind of mad at Dan Le Batard for not following up to see just which hole David Sampson was pulling that theory out of. I find it very hard to believe that some sort of fix is in to tip the scales in the Dodgers' favor or in anybody else's favor. And I don't think it's happened in the modern history of sports.
You know, it's interesting.
I really don't.
And MLB didn't do anything about this.
Didn't do anything about what? Like, what are they going
to
do?
They didn't respond.
They need to just lay it down.
Yeah, what
just
are they going to
do? So if you're Major League Baseball, you just don't acknowledge it.
No.
Just say,
no.
Believe
what you want.
Absolutely not. No.
Want to believe the conspiracy theory, go ahead, and we're not saying anything.
Absolutely not.
What would you do?
I would not. I don't.
So you just let the conspiracy theory out there. If you want to believe it, go ahead.
It ain't never going to.
So you wouldn't respond. You wouldn't come out and say that's unequivocally
true. You're feeding
true.
The fire by giving it attention.
Absolutely.
Okay. By not saying anything, you're letting it out there that people to believe it either.
It's not going to deny regardless.
But it'll stay in the circles of crazy people, and you don't worry about what crazy people think because they're crazy people.
I don't care if they're crazy or not. Wendy's will welcome you with open arms. Wendy's, they care about the kids. They care about youth athletic programs and schools and all of that. And this is a cool deal that they have going on. Have fun and raise funds for your athletic programs or for your school. Wendy's will give back 20% of net sales to your school and youth athletic program. It's easy. You can sign up for a single day or up to 30 days of fundraising. They'll supply a voucher for you to share via email or social media. Your supporters just need to show it when they drive through or dine in at that participating Wendy's. Again, Wendy's will give back 20% of net sales to your school or youth athletic programs. And from having a kid in Little League Baseball, fundraising is a huge thing. If you're talking about, you know, going and playing in different tournaments in different states and different cities and trying to fundraise all the time to go play in Cooperstown or Field of Dreams in Iowa or whatever the case may be.
You've been talking about if you bring your kid in there and they're in uniform, if they had a football game or a baseball game.
If you bring them in uniform after a game, any sport, as long as they're 18 or younger, you get a free small Frosty your kid does.
My guy Jake, who organizes the Punk Rock Baseball League, it's a charity baseball league of grown-ass men playing hardball. He had a great question. Can adults go in there?
No, I just told you.
In uniform. I can't
18
go
18 and under.
Oh, okay. Damn. All right. We were just going to bring the whole Punk Rock Baseball League to Wendy's after a game and get free Frosties.
Well, I mean, you know Sheila. Text Sheila and see if she'll make it.
We're doing it for Little League.
Yeah.
I mean, the league is, we're playing, the charity is for the Felix Mantilla Little League. So,
let us see what we can do.
All right.
Yeah, don't give up yet.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
You guys won't starve. All right. Let us work on it a little bit.
All right. Sounds good.
So you're raising money for the Felix Mantilla Little League.
Yeah.
So how do you raise money? Do people watch you?
There's an entry fee. An entry fee for everybody who plays, and then people who come and watch can donate while they're there. Yeah.
Are there concessions and stuff?
No, we're not that organized. No. Oh. That's a little too much for us.
Is there a concession stand where you're at?
I think it's BYOB.
We move park every month. We have a game, so we move from park to park. We played at Humboldt Park in Bayview. And they have a little beer garden. They have a little beer garden right next to where we play, and I think they have food in there too. So that's probably the closest thing.
But you didn't take a percentage of that?
No.
While you were playing?
No.
Bring your own.
We raise a significant amount of money.
Good for you.
Anything is good.
Jake puts the whole thing together. He does an awesome job.
Is his kid in that Little League?
He deals with a lot of crap in that league, man.
Really?
So, yeah, thank you to Jake.
From State Farm or just a regular Jake?
No, different Jakes. I would never take on that undertaking because that dude deals with a lot of crap. We've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, how much better can the Packers be with a different coach? Left lane, do you think this will be last year, and should it be? And the return lane, do you think it's possible that the fix is in against the Brewers in the NLCS? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan and pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns. Throwback Thursday with Blink 182 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate for the fine sponsor of a Throwback Thursday, Masters Ease. That's your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag, no vote, no chance to win that gift certificate.
College Football Weekly coming up tonight, 8 to 10 o'clock with Don Wachilis. And tonight, Orion Sang from the Detroit Free Press previewing Badgers and Michigan. And Greg Etter, the head coach from Concordia, will be on the show tonight from 8 to 10.
Outstanding. And that follows the Bill Michaels huddle,
correct,
which is coming up in just a few minutes. 6 o'clock
Mike
here.
Mike Clemens joining Mike on Bill Michaels.
We're in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway pick a lane right now. Right lane, how much better could the Packers be with a different head coach? Left lane, do you think this will be Ha-Ha's last year? And should it be with the Packers and the return lane? Do you think it's possible that the fix is in to tilt the scales in favor of the Dodgers in the NLCS, which gets started tomorrow at Miller Park? 414-799-1250. You can always tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Brian does just that. I'm an anti-conspiracy theorist, but playing devil's advocate here. The umps know what MLB wants. Nothing needs to be said. The payoff for the umps, more playoff game assignments next year, with a thinking emoji next to it, says Brian.
You know, I like to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time here on the show. Let's not do it for conspiracy theorists.
NJ tweets at the
it's
Fan.
It's stupid enough. We don't need to add to that.
If you don't think a fix is possible, you haven't seen the 2001 NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
Can it be possible that referees just make bad calls?
Yeah. Can it
for whole games?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can it be possible that referees are just bad at their jobs?
Sure. In
I mean, we watch games.
They're bad in one game, but they're really good in the next
game.
Who said they're really good?
I've been screaming all year that umpires across Major League Baseball suck at calling balls and strikes, and we need robots to start doing this.
What do you think?
Now
is
you
the
expect
average,
them to be good at it?
What do you think the average missed call percentage is on balls and strikes by home plate umpires this year? Average.
In my experience, now this is just ballparking
percentage.
It when I'm watching a game.
Percentage of,
I think they're wrong on about 20% of their calls.
The average missed call rate this year is 8%.
I don't believe that.
Average.
I know
8%.
That's what they might put out, but I don't believe that. If those boxes that we're watching when a game is going on are accurate, umpires are wrong about 20% of the time on balls or strikes. And sometimes they're calling balls strikes, sometimes they're calling strikes balls. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is just me estimating in my head as I'm watching the game, watching that little box, watching the dot where the ball actually goes through the strike zone. It feels to me like they miss about 20% of the calls.
Right. JG tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, win or lose, I guarantee you this will be Mike McCarthy's last year as Packers head coach. As he has ran its course, he's done.
How can he guarantee it? I know that's just a figure of speech, but
mm-hmm.
If he go to win a Super Bowl,
Roy, can I ask you something though? And I'm a Mike McCarthy guy.
Sure,
I am, and I've always defended him. I think he's a highly successful NFL head coach. But
yes.
The criticism that I had of Dom Capers last year, while a brilliant football mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can deny Dom Capers and his football mind to have the resume that he had and the long career that he had in the NFL had to be brilliant, right?
But with that being said,
I just felt like the league had passed him by. His defense was so predicated on bend, don't break, make teams have to run 20, 25 plays to get down the field, and they'll either not execute and have to punt at some point or make a mistake and you'll get the turnover. And the league evolved to the point where they figured out how to beat that. And they said, we'll take what you give us. Offenses became very risk-averse, so turnovers were down across the board. The NFL is instilling rules to make it easier for offenses to drive down the field, even if it does take 20 plays.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem like Dom Capers ever adjusted to that, and the league sort of passed him by. I feel like that might be happening with Mike McCarthy and the way that he calls an offense. This is from Acme Packing Company. They write some really, really good stuff about the Green Bay Packers. And they're talking about the fact that Mike McCarthy is all too ready to play it safe on first and second down just to get a manageable third down. And when you look at offenses of today, that's not what they're doing. They give the Rams as an example, who are maybe the highest the most efficient offense in the NFL right now. And they say on second or third down with 6 yards or more to go when the game is within one score, the Rams have passed 87% of the time. They've only run in this situation 4 times all season. It's just not something they do. Whereas the Packers, on the other hand, have passed 68% of the time and run the football 32% of the time in those situations. Offenses have evolved to where they're not wasting any downs. They're not playing it safe on first and second down to create a manageable third down. Mike McCarthy doesn't seem to have followed that trend. Could the league be passing him and his style of calling an offense by?
I think the league is wrong, and if you follow that, you're not going to win a damn thing. Rams ain't gonna win nothing doing that. They're gonna have to change eventually. The West Coast offense has been around, guys, since the dinosaurs. No one can figure it out. That's why all these teams run it. And I'm gonna tell you something. Pettit's system, he got the same system from Don Capers and Dick LeBeau. They all ran all that stuff. You got to get good players. I get it. But I just say be careful what you ask for. I'm going to tell you, it's Don Capers, what you just said about Don Capers seems to be real good now that you've seen these 75-yard touchdowns. You didn't see a lot of that. And when you started to see it, you want to change. So now we're stuck with this defense. Now, they can show you that this defense, maybe top five, top six in yards. You can go wherever you want, really. To pick a stat that supports you. Doug Melvin proved that too. That's why I love Doug Melvin.
Always can use numbers.
Yes. So, but to me, the eye test, something that you always go by, me personally, and do a percentage of it, analytics and stuff like that, Mike McCarthy ain't got nothing to worry about. If for some reason he leaves here and goes somewhere else and win a Super Bowl, I don't want to hear nothing from Mike McCarthy people. And if Ha-Ha Clinton Dix leave and go as all pro somewhere else and end up being in the Hall of Fame, I don't want to hear nothing from people. You get what you wish for. So Capers is gone. Pettit is here. We're okay with it. So now we'll see what happens with McCarthy.
I'm not saying that that did happen. I'm asking you because you obviously have a lot more football knowledge than I do. I'm asking you if it's possible that that's happening, that this league is passing Mike McCarthy by with these new styles of offenses that are – the sensation right now across the league.
I bet if you polled all the, in my opinion, if you polled all every head coach, all 31 of them, I would bet you if they say play calling, name me a top five, your top five play callers, Mike McCarthy would be in everybody's top five. Guaranteed.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
And then, but see, a lot of that is skewed because a lot of, if Aaron Rodgers, he calls a play, Aaron Rodgers changes it, and Aaron Rodgers throws a pick, are you going to blame Aaron Rodgers or are you going to blame Mike McCarthy? Because he may say, give it to Aaron Jones. That's the weak side. You know, he's got seven people back. He can cut it right out there for 18 yards and score. No, I got a nice one-on-one with Devontae Adams out here on the third cornerback. I got him in a good matchup. And you throw it, he pick-six it. But McCarthy gets blamed. So it's subjective and stuff like that.
And like I said, I'm going to take your word for it. Yeah. I encourage everybody out there to take my word for it. When I talk about Bofording beer available now at Total Wine and More in Brookfield
never got my shirt back.
And
I didn't
Greenfield.
Get Bofording shirt.
A high quality beer from the country of Luxembourg, where it's the number one selling beer in the country. Luxembourg, if you don't know, shares a border with Germany and Belgium. So you know, these folks know what good beer is. A family owned brewery doing it to the same high standard since 1764. A rare craft import made in small batches. A premium quality beer due to premium quality ingredients. Only 100% natural ingredients and fresh spring water are used in the production of Bofording and all the varieties here available now in the United States. You got your Pilsner light, crisp, refreshing, yet has a lot of great flavor. That's their flagship beer. Bofording Triple, strong yet unbelievably smooth. That describes me. It also describes the Bofording Triple. 8% alcohol by volume, but very, very drinkable. Very, very rare. Enjoy it, but enjoy it responsibly because it can get you in trouble, trust me. Total Wine, and now introducing a new variety of Bofording, the Bofording Brune. Smooth, has the color of rich mahogany, and the taste has hints of caramel and roasted malt. A perfectly balanced, easy drinking beer for the fall. I had the opportunity to sample it this summer, and boy, let me tell you, it is tasty, and you can be among the first to try Bofording Brune at Cafe Hollander in Brookfield this Friday. It's only available at Cafe Hollander in Brookfield starting this Friday. It'll be spreading to some other locations beyond that, and you can be among the first to try the Bofording Brune. And like I said, it's available at Total Wine & More. Bofording is in both Brookfield and Greenfield. Stock up for your next party or tailgate, and it's on draft at any Cafe Hollander location, Cafe Central, Sport Club, or the new tavern at Turner Hall, right by the new Buck Stadium. Always like it when you show me your Bofording. Tweet it at Rami is tweeting with the hashtag show me your Bofording. It's Milwaukee's new favorite import, Bofording beer. We have some Brewers tape for Miller Park, baby Tosh, ahead of the NLCS. Who will we be hearing from on the other side of a break?
From Craig Counsell and Game 1 starter Gio Gonzalez.
Outstanding. That's right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show with Blink 182 bringing us out of the breaks. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week and tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan. if it even matters. I mean, it matters because you can always win the $25 gift certificate to Master Z's, but it sounds like, from talking to Baby Tosh, Creedence Clearwater Revival is running away with it. Brewers holding their media day before the NLCS up at Miller Park, and Craig Counsell among those who spoke, and he says his team is ready for this next big stage.
Really, after playing a month of September baseball, like, there's only five players on the bench, it feels like nothing, to be honest with you. So they have, I think when you get to the postseason, the teams have good benches. There's good hitters on the bench. That's part of a postseason game. And matchups are part of today's game. Managers are trying to get matchups. And so you got to manage the game. Both sides are not going to get matchups in every single case and not going to get every matchup they want. And ultimately this boils down to the players, the players competing against each other, which is how it should be decided, is the players competing against each other. So, they've got left-handed hitters and right-handed hitters as we offer the same thing, I think. So, it's challenging for both sides to navigate through that.
If you're just tuning in and maybe you didn't hear the somewhat surprising news from Craig Counsell leading up to game one of the NLCS tomorrow, Gio Gonzalez will be the game one starter. He talked about what went into making that decision.
Yeah, so with Gio, we just we like the matchup. We like the matchup against their lineup. We talked about, it's no secret that we're going to use our pitching a little differently than the traditionalists would like. And so for us, the first matchup that we liked was Gio on the mound. We're asking Gio to go out there and get a bunch of outs. How many? We'll just see how it goes. We've got a lot of guys. The depth of our staff is what is the most meaningful thing for me when we kind of figure out how we do this. And so we like the depth of our staff, and we think Gio's the perfect option to start us out.
Counsell talked about using his pitching staff in a non-traditional way. Among that, he says it is a possibility that Jolys Chacín could come out of the bullpen in relief of Gio in game one. But what is Gio Gonzalez's mindset going into this one?
You got to give him the best you got. And the way I told Counsell is, like, any way you need me, any style of pitching, I'm in. This is an opportunity I get to share with a bunch of great guys, and hopefully, we can continue our success and keep riding the high that we're living right now. So I think that for me, it's I want to be a part of it.
He's only been here for a short while, but just sort of observing him while he was in D.C., I love Gio Gonzalez's attitude. That he just seems like,
yep,
a gamer, like
guy.
A guy who will,
yep,
take the ball in any situation on any day and go out there and grind and compete for you.
Yep, I agree.
Love
I,
that dude.
I like him too. He's pitched really well this month, or the month of September for him, and you hope he can do it one more time, give you four or five innings, and go from there. Now, I don't know what this whole Chacín thing is about tomorrow, but I guess we'll have to wait and see, because if you weren't lying about Chacín in game three, then there's no way he pitches in game one. If you were lying about Chacín in game three, then I see how he pitches in game one, then he pitches in game four, then he pitches in game seven. That makes more sense. That's what Rami thought the Brewers were going to do. That's what I thought the Brewers were going to do. So we'll just have to wait and see.
We should maybe just stop guessing what the Brewers are going to do. I mean,
it's fun.
I know that's part of our job, but
we never did our 25-man roster prediction.
That's true. And those will be out tomorrow by the time we go on the air. Sparky, Gio Gonzalez will have a lot of big-time bats to contend with when the Brewers take on the Dodgers tomorrow.
That's right. The Brewers have won the Central Division Championship to commemorate the historic event. BigTimeBats.com is offering this officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat. The 35-inch full-size bat will have the facsimile signatures of the historic Brewers roster with the Brewers logo and the words 2018 Central Division Champions. The bat is limited to 5,000 and sells for $129.95. Go to BigTimeBats.com now to order. Don't delay. Get your piece of Brewers history now. Call 866-280-BATS or see it in our exclusive bat sets at BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com or call 866-280-BATS. Trademarks and logos used with permission of Major League Baseball.
There's something Chuck and Winkler talked about. Was it this morning or yesterday?
This morning.
That Sparky has wanted to chime in on all afternoon. He'll have about 2 minutes to do so when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after. Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's wrapping up. Baby Tosh, are you calling it for Creedence Clearwater Revival? Is it?
I am, and it's okay. Going to feel much like when we would close down the college parties. We'd start blasting CCR.
Love it. Love it.
A lot of fun.
That's going to be an enjoyable Throwback Thursday. Sparky, there was something discussed on the Chuck and Winkler show this morning that you've been wanting to give your two cents on all afternoon long. The floor is yours with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the show.
I just think it's a fun topic. They asked who should throw out the first pitch Friday before game one. Who would you say?
My initial reaction, and I know this is kind of a, I don't know, lazy answer, is Bob Uecker.
Okay, some people said Bob Uecker. Others,
Cato Kalin had a good idea. I saw him tweet in on the topic. He said Bill Murray just to piss off Cubs fans.
Yes,
I think that'd be funny.
Giannis, Giannis can't do it because the Bucks play Friday, so you can forget him. Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Honor Flight Milwaukee, they nominated their guy Chuck, who is 95, almost 96 years old, World War II Navy pilot. So that could be kind of fun.
Hells yeah.
My favorite one out of all of them is from the Twitter Heart the Summer Life, who recommends Trevor Hoffman trotting out of the bullpen to Hell's Bells.
That would be pretty cool.
The former Padre playing the Dodgers.
No joke.
Dude.
I just got chills.
Dude,
like, I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. When you said that, I just got chills.
I think that's the biggest no-brainer in the world.
That would be pretty cool.
Hell's Bells plays. He's in the bullpen. It opens up. He comes out wearing a Hoffman Brewers jersey.
That would be pretty awesome.
And he takes 3.5 minutes to get to home plate.
Just walk slow. Just walk slow, Trevor. Nobody's in a hurry.
Had to have been the most annoying thing ever.
Dude, I love that dude.
Our thanks to Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com, John McNamara, our Wisconsin insider from BadgerBlitz.com, and Adam McKelvey, he stiffed us. But we'll have Adam tomorrow on a Fan Friday. We're going to be getting you ready for both the Packers and the Brewers all afternoon long. We got Ben Fennell from The Athletic Wisconsin joining us at 2:48. Like I said, efforting Adam McKelvey for the 3 o'clock hour. Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, he'll join us at 4:48. Tom Kesnick will take your fantasy questions at 4. And then it's a two-hour on-deck show, me, Sparky, Bill Baby Tosh Mid and Tim Allen getting you ready for game one of the NLCS. The Bill Michaels Huddle is up next, 6 to 8, and then it's the College Football Weekly Show at 8 o'clock with Don Wachillas. For Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Bill Baby Tosh Mid, intern Bella, I'm Rami saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 2 on a Fan Friday.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.